Forever sin atone. Son had compassion. He said, Father, I'll be your lamb. So once again, blood was shed as the soldiers nailed his hands. It's been 3 days since heaven watched their Prince of Glory die. His followers are in mourning, for in the tomb their Savior lies. But at the grave, something is happening as death screams, I've lost my hope. Angels rise in anticipation, for the Son is coming home, and there he comes, and he's got the blood that he shed on Calvary, brother.
Chapter number 18 tonight. If you have your Bibles, will you please stand with me tonight for the reading of God's Word, Luke chapter number 18. And you know, I could preach a message, and there's probably not going to be anything in here that you hadn't already heard before. You know, you hear your preacher preach two or three times a week and over the course of the years, but this is where the Lord's settled our hearts here tonight. And so we just want to give you tonight what the Lord's given us. And I've already been warned I ought to go on home. We ought to be too long here tonight. We got to get our brother. He got to catch a flight here to go to Arizona. So we got to get him out of here before midnight if he got to get on a flight early tomorrow. And so let's stand here. Let's open up the Word of God. Luke chapter number 18. I want again reading there in verse number 9 here today. Luke chapter number 18 and verse number 9. And the Bible said, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ said in verse number 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen. You may be seated. Father, let us pray tonight. Father, we thank you for this day that you've blessed us with. Father, we thank you Oh, Lord, for that good choir singing. Lord, I thank you for this dear pastor. Lord, for this church. Father, that you're adding to daily. Lord, we thank you for the new visitors we have here with us here today. Father, we just pray now. We have some unction for the hour. Father, we just pray that we'd have some power from on high. Lord, I just pray that I may get out of the way here today. Father, I just pray that we'd see Jesus and Him only. Lord, I just pray as we open up your word, Lord, that you, Holy Spirit, that you may apply it to our hearts. Lord, I just pray that today, this night, to Father, I just pray for someone here tonight does not know you, Father. Lord, I pray that they might come to a saving knowledge, Lord, for that blood that was shed, that'd be the last you'd ever need, Lord. So, Father, I just pray for the saints of God. I pray that they might be moved, Lord, that we might leave this place changed, Lord. We might leave this place challenged, or we might leave this place encouraged here tonight. Father, I pray that you just bless us here. Lord, everyone, as we seek your face, Lord, we seek your will. Lord, may your Holy Spirit move among your people. We're going to thank you. We're going to praise you. And we just magnify and glorify the name of Jesus, that name above every other name. It's in his name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Appreciate you standing here tonight. Luke chapter number 18 is where the Lord has settled our hearts here tonight. For this time and this hour, as Jesus has passed through Samaria and Galilee, he is here healing. He's doing his earthly ministry here. He's healing and he's teaching. And those old Pharisees, he's giving these parables. Those old Pharisees, you know, they're always questioning. And the disciples are wondering, so he speaks some truth. How many of you ever wondering what the Lord's doing? That's right. I don't always, Brother Ryan, I don't always know what the Lord's doing. You always know what the Lord's doing. We always know that He's working, but we don't always know what He's doing. They were questioning. They were just wondering. Pharisees are questioning there. And I got an old preacher friend. He said, you talk about the Pharisees. He said, you see, they were just fair, you see. And the Sadducees, they were just sad, you see. So you think about those folks. Hey, they're doing these things. I got a few points I want to share with you tonight, and we'll try to get you out of here before midnight because I didn't have a nap this afternoon. But anyway, here in Luke chapter number 18, Dr. Luke says that Jesus is speaking to these folks here. In verse number 9, the Bible said, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So the first thing I want us to see here tonight are the high and the righteous. The high and the righteous. How many of you can read in your Bible right there? And the Bible said in verse number 10, there's two men. There's two men and there's two sinners there. And there's two results. I want to tell you today, friends. I can call you friends. Jesus called us friends, right? I can call you my friend, call you brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to tell you today, friends. Hey, I don't know how many of us is here tonight. Got a good crowd. I thank you all for being here. But you know what comes down to the end of it? There's going to be a choice to be made. There's going to be two decisions. That's right. It's going to be in or out. It's going to be heaven or hell. It's going to be two decisions. It'll be one decision. It'll be two options there. And so we see here this high and righteous man, this Pharisee, is here, and Jesus is speaking this parable there. We see this high and righteous man there. He's praying with himself. The Bible said he's standing with himself there. He's praying with himself there. He's praying with pride. We're preaching on this thought here tonight. Too big for God to use. If we ain't careful, Brother Kevin, we'll get too big for God to use. Now, y'all don't run me off. I ain't finished yet. Don't run me off. Just hear me out here. Don't run me off there. The Bible says this Pharisee, this righteous one that trusted in himself, he said, this Pharisee went up, he stood and he prayed. And he said, I thank God. He said, I thank. He said, I am not, I do this, I do that. He said, it's all about him. Yep. Now, if we're not careful tonight, we'll say, well, we come to church. Well, I come to Faith Community Baptist Church. I go to Pilot View Friends Church. I don't cuss, I don't drink, I don't spit, I don't chew. I carry my King James Bible. Hey, that's what I'm carrying tonight, my friends. And that's my Bible. That's my friend. We'll say, I carry my King James Bible. I got my friends here. I got my church family here. I got my family here. I got the devil under my thumb. I got God on my side. I'll sing and I'll shout, Brother Brandon. But you better look out. We better be on guard. You see, this Pharisee here made a blind mistake. He stood big and he prayed. You see what your Bible says there? I like it when, hey, God's living word, it just preaches itself. Brother Brian, we just get to deliver the message. We're a vessel, a tool of God's. The Bible preaches itself there. Look, he made a blind mistake. The other one didn't even as much as lift his eyes unto heaven, but he cried from his heart. Smote his breast there. He cried from his heart. Let me give you some examples from God's Word. Now, I don't have a 3 points in a poem tonight. I don't have some big story to tell you. But I got God's Word.
Amen.
Amen. That's what's going to preach. I got God's Word. Let me give you some examples of folks that was a little bit too big for themselves. Anybody know a man named Jonah? Man named Jonah, the Bible says, and he rose up after the Word of God had come to him. Now listen, Brother Brian, Bible says the man of God, he just rose up from there. He rose up big. He went and paid his fare to get on that ship. He didn't go where the Lord had commanded him. And the Bible says he went out from the presence of the Lord. He went out from the presence of the Lord. You know what happened? He is brought down so low nobody's seen him for 3 days. He got kind of big for himself. He said, I'll go over here and I'll buy this. I'll go my own way. I'll pay this fare. I'll get on this ship. But the Lord already had a plan. Sometimes we don't know what God's doing, but God's working, right? He got so lost, nobody seen him for 3 days. Nobody seen him for 3 days. He got down so low. Bible says he prayed, Lord, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again at thy holy temple. The Lord got a hold of him. Another example, somebody got a little bit big for God's use. Anybody know a man named Cain? Bible says he rose up against his brother and he slew him. Genesis chapter number 4, you can read that account for yourself tonight. Check me up there. Check your pastor up. I know he's telling the truth, but I know he appreciates you studying the Word of God. You might get something that he don't tell you by the Spirit of God. Genesis chapter number 4, Cain said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and he dwelt in the land of Nod. Hey, brother and sister, I want to tell you tonight, my friend, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves dwelling in the land of Nod. If we're not careful tonight, we'll find ourselves stepping out of the presence of the Lord, we'll find ourselves out of fellowship with God. I appreciate that, brother, and message that Brother Brian brought this morning. Appreciate that message. If we're not careful, we'll find ourselves out of the will of God. I mean, your preacher has preached his heart out. I mean, the girls have sang all they can. I mean, Brother Mike has led the choir to new heights. I mean, Brother Brandon has grown this youth group, and Brother Evan's doing what he can do to continue this youth ministry, the young folks ministry there. I mean, Brother Brandon has chosen the new heights. But I'll tell you, I hadn't done a thing. It's the Lord working through you, and Brother Mike will tell you it's all about Him. He told me that there tonight. Brother Mike, I tell you, it's all about Him.
Yep.
It's all about what the Lord is doing.
Good,
you know, sometimes we get hung up on Facebook posts. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Go ahead and preach right there,
we just get hung up on Facebook posts. We're just looking for views. We're looking for comments. Even our church service, we look and see who commented. Look and see if we got some amen, some thumbs up, or some hearts, or smiley faces, whatever. Sometimes you even get some frowny faces, whatever they are. I don't know what that means. But if we're not careful, we'll look high and righteous. We'll look like this Pharisee. And we'll be wanting more. We'll be chasing it all. We'll be taking the devil's bait.
We'll
be playing the devil's games. We'll be rising up if we're not careful. Be going out from the presence of the Lord.
Good, bro.
Can I tell you today that standing big in the temple with coffee and donuts and posters on the wall, movie screens and spotlights. Had to get you nowhere with God. That gets you nowhere with God. And if you're into that, you better ask the Lord to help you out, because He ain't in it. He ain't there. Verse number 14, the Bible said, and I tell you, Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. That's what Jesus said. If you don't like that, you just take it up with Him. He's a big God, and He can handle it. We see the high and righteous there. Verse number 9. Verse number 13, Brother Brian, we see the humble request. The Bible said, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, if I could say one thing today, Brother Brian, I'd say, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. You see, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, they have done that righteous. No, not one. The Bible says that we're all sinners. You can't help it, my friends. You're born with that sin nature. And I want to tell you today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to be born again. Today is the day of salvation. May He grant you that humble request. If you are here tonight, you are a recipient of God's grace, a recipient of God's mercy. He has showed you some time. He gave you a little space of grace to get things right.
Amen.
You might be here a visitor tonight. You might be here tonight expecting Brother Brian, and I showed up today. And I'm sorry. This is what the Lord's give us for this day and this time. Proverbs chapter number 29, verse number 23 says, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall the Lord uphold the humble in spirit. I'm going to tell you today, friends, sometimes we got to be humbled to be used of God.
That's right,
yes. This past Easter Sunday, We went to church that Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon, my family was going to eat at church there to celebrate Easter. Our family was getting together, Dad's side of the family, and Mom sent me a message and said my grandmother wasn't doing. Said Nanny's not doing good, and they said she looks bad. She's struggling to breathe, and so she went on down there, and she was with Papa. She is with Nanny, and look, we went and ate. And later on, she pulled through. And then that night, about 6 o'clock, Mom sent me a message that ain't going to be long. So we took off over there. And the time we got there, before we got there, she done slipped on off to glory. I was sad there for just a few minutes. Kids, they were crying in the car. But then I started praising God. I started praising God. You know, the next few days went on there, and I knew that I was going to have to preach that funeral. They said, can you preach that funeral? I said, it's going to be tough, but I think I can do it. Well, I stood strong for the family. Some folks said, well, we're praying for you. I said, Nanny was a good lady. I said, she's a good lady. I said, praise God, to God be the glory. I knew I was going to have to preach that funeral, but I'm going to tell you, Brother Brian, when I got there, I just broke down. I really had to lean on the Lord. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. I said, I'm just praising God. Hallelujah. She went to heaven on Easter. Amen. Yep. What a great day to go home. I said, I'm a mighty big man, but I tell you, I got humbled.
Yep.
I got down. The Lord, Mama said she wouldn't come up there and just get me. Well, I could have used it, I tell you. But the Lord helped me through that. Sometimes we got to have humble requests. Well, the Lord can use us. I want to give you a couple examples. How many of you know in the Old Testament a story about a man named Hosea?
Oh, yeah.
And then named Hosea. I mean, the man of God, Now listen to this request that he got. The only word of God come to him, the man of God, he's going to have to take a harlot for a wife. He's going to have to take a big piece of humble pie. He's going to have to take a harlot for a wife. And then not only going to take a harlot for a wife, he's going to have to go buy her back. When she goes off chasing her lover, they have to go buy her back. You know, Prophet Hosea there, he was humbled. His life and his entire life and his ministry, as we know it from the account of God's Word, is a prophecy for Israel there. Yep. We see those consequences of choice. We see that faithful forgiveness, and we see that victorious virtue through the prophet Hosea and the love for this wife that he had. I want to tell you tonight, my friends, I've never preached this message before. I asked the Lord to help us tonight. I sought the Lord's guidance. I sought the Lord's help, a humble request to help you tonight. I made a humble request for the Most High God. Well, over our churches, Brother Brian, could use a little bit more help from Most High God. All of us today, Brother Ken, we could use some more help from the Most High God. We could use some. Am I too loud tonight? We could use some help from the Most High God. If our churches could get into place, we stop grumbling over our differences. We claim victory over that pride and contention. Anybody know where contention comes from? You get in the book of Proverbs. Brian told you this morning to read the book of Proverbs. You don't know nothing else to read. Anybody know where contention comes from? It comes from only through pride, the Bible says. If our churches could get down on this altar, if our churches could get right and we could allow God to get right with us, if He could humble us, if He could use us more, my friends. Anybody got any room for improvement tonight?
Amen.
Amen. You raise your hand. Those of you raised your hand, I'm praying for you. The ones that didn't raise your hand, I'm preaching to you. All of us got room for improvement tonight. All of us need to get down. We need to get right. We need to allow God to get down and do something with us. Well, you had enough of playing the devil's games. I don't like his game. He don't play fair, Brother Bryant. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Y'all know what I'm talking about now. You've been Christian long enough. You know what I'm talking about. If you're not a Christian here tonight, I want to tell you, you're still playing the devil's games.
Amen.
You played right into his hand. He got you right where he wants you. But I want to tell you today, there's a Savior. There's a Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he's not playing any games, my friend. He went to Calvary. He gave himself. He humbled himself. Became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Yep. And God has given him that name above every other name. There's salvation in no other. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood, that was the only blood that could save, friends. That's the last blood that would ever be given. That sacrifice is still good today, Brother Evan. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for you.
Amen.
For whosoever will. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's from the front to the back, the left to the right, to the black to the white. That's for all of us here tonight.
Amen.
You know what the devil's problem was? You look in Isaiah chapter number 14. We're just not going to turn there tonight. Pride. He got too big. He wanted to get to the highest of highs. He wanted to be like the Most High God. He wanted to sit upon the mantle of the congregation there. He wanted to ascend above the clouds, above the heavens there. You know what happened? You read Isaiah chapter number 14, you'll find what happened to him. He's brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Thinking about a humble request tonight. I want to turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles there. Turn back just a few pages, please. Ezekiel chapter number 4. Ezekiel chapter number 4 here tonight. I want to ask you this question while you turn in your pages there. Good to hear those pages turning, I'll tell you that. Something about having the Word of God in your hand. Some folks might have it on your tablet, on your smartphone, on what it is. Something about having the Word of God in your hands, Brother Brian. I love it. Ezekiel chapter number 4. I'm going to tell you, our old buddy Ezekiel here, he took one for the team. Ezekiel chapter number 4. Listen to this humble request here. Verse number 4. The Lord's speaking here to him, and he tells him, verse number 4, lie thou also upon thy left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. According to the number of the days thou shalt lie upon it, for thou shalt bear their iniquity. Verse number 5, for I had laid upon thee the years of their iniquity according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shalt thou bear in the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on the right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days, and I have appointed thee a day, each day for a year. Therefore thou shalt set thy face toward the siege of Jerusalem, thine horn shall be uncovered, and thou shalt prophesy against it. And behold, I will lay bands upon them, that thou shalt not turn from thee one side to another, till thou hast ended the days of thy siege. Now, this old, our old buddy Ezekiel here, he took one for the team there. Old buddy Ezekiel, he had to stand in for his people there. I'm going to tell you today, church, you better be thankful for the man of God that's standing in for you. Each Sunday, each Wednesday, each day of the week, He grants a humble request in the Most High God on behalf of your souls. You better be thankful for the man of God. Better respect that watchman.
Amen.
That's right. Better respect that watchman. Boy, it's tough. I'll tell you, Brother Brian, I'll tell you, it's tough. But God is bigger, Brother Brian. Brother Brandon, God is bigger. Amen. Hey, we've talked about it. We've prayed about it. I've cried about it. I bet you Brother Brian shed some tears here on this altar. We praised about it. I mean, I battled message. Lord, give me a message. I said, oh, that's tough. I battled it. I had that today, been working on 2 or 3 weeks. Battled it. Brian's been humbled for the Lord, by the Lord. He's got down, the Lord's got right with him, and God's got a hold of him, and then the Lord's got a hold of you. The Lord laid upon prophet Ezekiel the iniquity of the people there. 390 days. He's going to lay on his left side. 390 days. The Lord's going to tell him how to eat, and the Lord's going to tell him how to drink. 390 days. Then he's going to flip over on the right side, 40 days for Judah. Then he's going to have to go, and he's going to have to take, you read on over in chapter number 5, he's going to have to take a knife, and he's going to have to shave his head and shave his beard. Then he's going to have to cut some of it with the knife, he's going to have to scatter some of it in the wind, he's going to have to burn some of it with the fire. I believe I'm getting more and more like Brother Brian and Brother Brandon. Some of you heard about people growing their hair out, letting their hair grow out. My middle son letting his hair grow out, and it's about time to get that stuff cut. You know, mine's growing off. Mine's growing off. Bro, Lynn, I've just outgrew my hair. That's what happened. I just outgrew my hair. Sometimes a humble request. Think about this now. Sometimes a humble request, Brother Brian, will cause us to lead into God's work and be a witness either symbolically, sacrificially, both those spiritually. Sometimes a request of the Most High God will cause us to leave a life of symbolic love. Sometimes we have to make a sacrifice. I tell you, this preacher makes a sacrifice for you all each and every week. His family makes a sacrifice for you and all each and every week. With a steadfast love, he opens up the Word of God. He rightly divides the Word of truth so that you all can have some spiritual help from the Most High God. He grants a humble request from the Most High God. Can we get to the place tonight where the Lord can use us? Can we get down and get right with God? With a spiritual devotion. With a spiritual devotion. Now think about that, friends. Can I tell you another story about a man named Peter? Do you really know when he got down and he got right? Luke chapter number 22, verse number 62. The Bible said, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. Bitterly. You know, it's a story there in the garden. Jesus would go and he would go a little bit farther and he'd pray and he'd sweat those great drops of blood to the ground for you and for me. He knew what was coming. He aligned himself with the Father's will. There was no turning back at that point. The Lord Jesus Christ would go to Calvary's cross. He'd be despised. He'd be rejected of men. He'd be mocked. He'd be shamed. Those soldiers, hey, just like me and you, my friend, don't think for a moment you wouldn't have done if you'd have been there. Hey, they mocked him. They took their hands. They slapped him. They cursed him. They spit upon him. They placed upon his head a crown of thorns, friends. It pleased them to do that. They ridiculed him. But there in that garden, Judas betrayed him with a kiss. Peter was accused of being with him. And he denied him. The Lord Jesus Christ told him, he said, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. If we're not too big, we're not careful tonight, we can get too big for God to use us. We can be high and righteous. We also see the publican's humble request. We also see the honest return. The honest return. Bible says he prayed, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Jesus said, he shall be exalted. Peter was a big boy, wasn't he? Think about that. You all know your Bible. You know that story there. He said, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee into prison and to death. He said, Peter, cock shall not crow this day before thrice thou shalt deny me, that thou knowest me. Church, I want to tell you tonight, it's a serious matter. All things are serious and spiritual. Sometimes we affirm our determination with good intentions. Yet we fail. We affirm our determination with good intentions, Brother Brian, yet we fail. Sometimes, Brother Brian, we even declare it publicly. But when fear comes upon us, when things get hot, Brother Garrett, sometimes there'll be a weakening of the will. Later there'll be some tears of torment, and then there'll be a response of regret. Peter wept bitterly. But you know what? Peter really got it then. Peter really got it then. You know what the devil, he had a high aim, but he had a low achievement. And no doubt, pride has filled hell with sinners since people started dying. That's right. But the devil had a high aim, but he had a low achievement. The Bible said that he'd be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Now, Brother Brandon, sometimes, think about this, sometimes we can feel certain in our strength and our spiritual capacity. We can feel certain in our strength and our spiritual capacity. Now, would anybody convince y'all tonight that Jesus is not real? That blood will not save? And that you have a place reserved for you in heaven? He is coming again to receive you unto Himself. Would anybody be able to convince y'all of that tonight? No. You're standing upon God's Word, you're standing upon His promises, and you know it to be true by the Spirit of truth, by the Holy Spirit revealed that unto you. And you know that you're kept by the power of God. Sometimes, Brother Rand, we feel certain in our strength and our capacity, but we forget where it comes from. We forget where it comes from. Brother Kevin, we have big ambitions. Brother Travis, sometimes we can be self-righteous starters. Brother Dustin, sometimes we're faulty finishers. You've seen it. Y'all have seen it. You've seen people come and go to this church. People come and win a pile of you friends, and they'll come and they'll go again. When it got hot, Peter got out, didn't he? Think about that. And we might give him some grief over that night. We're still talking about that years later, right? We might give him some grief over that night, but we're not careful. We'll do the same. We'll do the same. You think about the lost. Somebody said we're too proud to win souls and too ashamed to lose them. You think about that. Too proud to win souls, too ashamed to lose them. One more thing and I'll be done. We'll get you on out of here. An honest return. How many of you want to give an honest return to God? We owe it all to Him, Brother Mike. Hey, He gave His life blood for me and for you in exchange for our sin debt. He gave His life's blood for me and for you. All we can do is offer Him ourselves a living sacrifice unto Him. Now, Brother Brian, that's for the people of the front and the people in the back tonight. One more thing tonight, and I'll be done. Honest return. We must be willing to be mocked. We must be willing to be mocked. Take your Bible this week if you're needing to study. Go to 1 Kings chapter number 18. I'm going to tell you this story here about a man named Elijah. I mean, he went out there to Las Vegas, Brian. I mean, he went out there with the worst of the worst. Up there at Mount Carmel, he went up there with the prophets of Baal, with the devil's demons. All those other gods, he went to Hollywood. And Jezebel done cut off all those other prophets and the rest of them hiding in a cave. Yep. Think about that. You know your Bible. And Elijah, he's standing up there, he's versing all those 450 prophets of Baal. You just think about that. I mean, ain't had any rain now. Yep. Think about that. Ain't had any rain. Here comes a man of God. He said, you tell him Elijah's here. Tell him Elijah's here. And we see those big prophets of Baal. You see that they took everything that they could, and they took that bull and they placed it on that altar, and they called Baal's name all morning. Hey, and they leaped on the altar, and they went back and they cried and they cut themselves, and they had no answer, and they had no rain, and they had no effect, Brother Bruce. And those big boys did all they could. And they called upon the name of Baal, and there was nothing that happened. And Elijah says, come here. Yep. I like it when the Lord says, come here. Right? Yep. Elijah said, come here. Y'all know what the Lord did through Elijah? The Lord rebuilt that altar there. He put the wood in order. He took that bullock. He placed it on. He cut it in pieces. He placed it on there. He dug a trench around it, and he poured water on it. He didn't just do that one time. He did it again and again, three times there. Till the water done run down that altar and it filled up that trench. And all alone, that man of God stood there willing to be mocked. All alone. They done all this and he stood there. A humble request. Because he knew there'd be an honest return. He said, come here. He made that humble request to the Most High God, and a fire came down.
Yes, sir.
Consumed that altar, burn up those pieces there. That fire came down, it licked up the water in that trench there, friends. I want to tell you that heaven came down that day upon Mount Carmel there, friends.
Yep.
Then we know the rain came.
Yep.
I want to tell you today, friend. Don't get me wrong here tonight. We can do all we can do and still do it wrong.
That's right.
That Pharisee, he said, I do this and I do that. I fast and I give twice a week. I do all these things. We can do all we can do and still do it wrong, Brother Brian.
Amen.
Those big prophets of Baal, they did all that they could do. They cried all morning. There was no answer. They cut themselves. They cast themselves on the altar. They did all they could do. There's no answer. They did it all wrong. We can be high and mighty. We can miss the mark.
That's right.
We can be a Peter and be a total failure, but we can weep bitterly and remember, Brother Brandon.
That's true.
Boy, he got it. We can be an Ezekiel, and the Lord can use us in a grand humble request. We can be Elijah. We can be willing, or we can be available. I tell you, the Brother Brian needs you to be willing. He needs you to be available. Not for his sake, but for the kingdom of God. I hope and I pray tonight you're not serving Brother Brian. He don't want you to serve him. I hope tonight that your choir, you're not singing for Brother Mike tonight. Girls, I hope that y'all not singing for yourself tonight. I know you're not. You're singing for the glory of God, and I thank God for it. Church, when you pray for your pastor, pray for your choir, pray for these folks that are singing. Pray for your youth pastor, pray for your young adult pastor. We'll get an honest return. I want to tell you tonight, you know where that's going to happen? It'll be on this tear-stained wet altar here tonight.
Amen.
It'll be where it all happens when we get down, we get right, and get God. We get aside from ourselves, myself included. I'm nothing without Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Friends, if we ever do anything for the kingdom of God, it's the Spirit of God working through us.
Yep.
Not of our efforts.
Yep.
Not of anything that we've done. It's all him. Don't find yourself tonight living in a land of Nod. I hope tonight that you'll find yourself standing upon Mount Carmel. Jude number 21 tells us, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I want to ask you tonight, my friend, have you looked unto the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life? He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. Friend, I want to tell you today, He is the way. They sang that song there, straight and narrow. Amen. It's always been straight and it's always been narrow. There's only one way to get to heaven. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you today, sinner, you might have been doing it wrong your whole life. You might have been following a preacher, not following Jesus. That's right. If we're not careful, I'm going to go ahead and tell it. If we're not careful, we'll be following a preacher. We'll be here to fill the church up. We'll be here to fill the choir up. And we'll forget why we're here.
Amen.
Have mercy on us, God, sinners, as sinners. Mm-hmm. Be merciful unto us, sinners, dear Lord. If you've been doing it wrong your whole life, you've been playing the devil's games, you need to be born again here tonight.
Amen, preacher.
Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you think, I've had all intentions of giving my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I've never done that. Oh, the Lord showed you some grace to get here today.
Amen.
You might have failed to do so. You want to do good. You think, I need to get my life back right. But pressures and pride kept you back. Pride will send you straight to hell and keep you from heaven. I want to tell you today, friend. How many a good man and women going to spend eternity in hell because the pride kept them in their seat. Because it kept them in their sin. They never would call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save their precious soul. The one that He gave His life blood for, friends. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you. It's what He did for me. If you'll be prepared to meet thy God, you'll get an honest return. The Bible says if you'll call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ plays no games, friends. We got one shot at this. If you're playing games tonight, you're playing right into the devil's hands. You're playing his games. Church, we need to stop riding the fence. We either in the boat, Noah and his family was in the ark, and all the other folks on the outside, we either in the boat or we're not. There's no gray area. We like to live in the gray, don't we, Brother Brian? You look in your Bible right there, that's black print on white pages and red words of life there from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's not any gray area right in there. It's truth. Unashamed. Inerrant, inspired, infallible Word of God. I want to ask you tonight, church, do you need His help? Do you need His help for your witness? Sister, would you come on up this morning? Or this evening, I'm sorry. She's going to play here in just a few moments. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Brian.
Hello, friends. This is Brian Poindexter, the pastor of Faith Community Baptist Church, located at 2216 Hennings Road in East Bend, North Carolina. We're so grateful to have you listening to our CD ministry that's been provided as an outreach of our church. It's our desire and focus at Faith Community Baptist Church to preach and teach the whole counsel of God to a lost and dying world, to equip the saints of God for service, and to encourage the elderly and shut-ins who cannot attend services due to physical ailments. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school for all ages, and our Sunday school hour is followed by our worship service at 11 a.m. with old-fashioned singing and preaching from the Word of God. We meet back every Sunday night at 6 p.m. for our worship service. And every second Sunday night of each month, we have what's called an eat and meet service. After our 6 p.m. service, we gather in the fellowship hall for food and fellowship. On Wednesdays, we meet back at the church for our midweek worship service with choir singing and preaching again from God's holy word. Our ladies prepare a meal each Wednesday prior to our service from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. I give you and your family a cordial invitation to be with us at any or all of our service times. Above all, you may be listening today, and maybe you've never made a personal commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, that's the greatest decision anyone can ever make in this life. Too many folks prepare for vacation. They prepare for retirement. They seem to prepare for everything, but sad to say, many make no preparations for eternity. The reality is very clear. We all will leave this world someday. For the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. You must understand that you are guilty before a holy God." Romans 3:23 said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The prophet Isaiah said in chapter 53 and verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." You must understand that your good words, good works, and good deeds will not get you to heaven. Isaiah 64 and verse 6 says, "But we are all as an unclean thing. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible said, "Therefore by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." You must understand that you're loved. I'm thankful that in John 3 and verse 16 it said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 5 and verse 8 declares, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You must understand and realize there's only one way to stand right before God. There's not many ways, there's only one. Jesus said in John 14 and verse number 6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, the apostles' message was very simple. There in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, they said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." You might ask the question, "Preacher, how can I be saved?" That's what the Philippian jailer asked in Acts chapter 16 and verse 30 and 31. He asked Paul and Silas, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Romans 10:9 said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You must ask God to save you. I can't do it. No one can do it for you. Romans 10:13 said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know you're a sinner, and if you're sorry for your sin, and you believe Jesus died for your sins, you simply have to ask him to save you. You might say, "Preacher, how can I know for sure God will hear me?" Well, first of all, the Bible tells us that we must be drawn. John 6 and verse 44, Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Psalm 51 and verse 17 gives us the attitude we need to have when we come to God. It said there, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise." If God draws you by conviction, and if you're sorry for your sin, you repent of them, if you believe Jesus died for your sins, and if you asked him to save you, then the Bible declares you've been saved. If you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you've been forgiven of all your sin. Romans 8:1 declares, "There is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Once a person has been saved, they need to be a part of a fundamental Bible-believing church where they can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. God calls us out of darkness and commands us to walk in light after we've been saved by His marvelous grace. If we can help you here at Faith Community Baptist Church in any way, feel free to contact us. If you have asked God to save you, please contact us, and we will send you some free literature to help you in your newfound life in Christ. Thank you again for listening to our CD ministry that's been provided by our church here, and may God richly bless you and your family is our prayer.